Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's dumbest podcast network.
All right, and we're off. Hey, welcome, listeners. To another episode of We Have No Strong Feelings About Harry Potter. We are doing the timestamp that I am rapidly realizing that if you've put this on, you will know what we are talking about because it's in the title and you clicked on it. And also, the information we're giving doesn't even matter, Demi. It's not like when you're listening to a podcast and the hosts make a big deal of introducing the movie that it's on or something, because I don't understand why we say this information every time. In fact, I'm thinking that maybe we should change it so the title of the podcast doesn't have the timestamp in it, because I just don't know if it's useful information.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can I speak? Is this a dialogue?
Please.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I allowed to give my opinion?
I'm just losing my mind over here.
We watched 1 hour, 6 minutes, 29 seconds to 1 hour, 22 minutes and 13 seconds, and it will be in the title.
Does that burst in, like, does that paint a picture in anyone's mind?
Yeah.
Because that is,
you know, some people see numbers as colors and letters as, like, women and men, and I see timestamps as my lover.
When you say people see letters as women and men, are you just describing people who speak French?
Yes.
Who are like, four is a lady, yeah, and five is a man.
Okay, let's go from 0 to 9 and we have to say it at the same time though, okay? So mm-hmm. we're going to start at 0, okay?
Sure.
And we have to say which one they are straight away, okay?
3. Okay, so we're already off to a bad start.
Yeah, this sucks. All right, so instead of counting down, because we are talking about numbers, I'm going to say A, B, C. And then when we get to
great.
C, then D will be women or men.
Sure.
Okay, ready?
Great, okay.
A, B, C.
Non-binary
woman.
Icon.
Okay, so now that's... Now I'm
that's the, what a zero is to
that's
me.
That's what a zero is to
yep.
you.
Yep.
So you want to keep going or...
Yeah, let's go. Okay.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Okay,
and
this
now
is
we're
for the number one.
Now we're doing for the number one. Yeah. Okay.
A, B, C, man.
Woman. Ooh.
Oh my God.
Oh,
trouble
no.
in paradise.
Okay, do you want to go again?
Yeah, all let's right. do it. Okay, this is for the numeral two.
Number two. Okay.
Okay, let me see. Okay, I've all got right. it.
A, B, C, woman. Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yes. No way.
No, there's
two
no
is
fucking
a lady.
Way it looks like a duck. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, so now this is...
Long, elegant neck like that. That's yes. a lady if
that's
ever
lady
I saw one.
That's a lady if ever I see it. So now we're going to do number three, okay?
A, B, C, man.
Woman. Oh! Mine
Have
are all going to be
said
women.
That every- This cunt is trying to make numbers pass the Bechdel test,
yeah,
and I'm against it.
Numbers are gals.
Numbers
is girls.
Letters is guys.
Letters is dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and how do you feel?
I would put myself on a scale of 1 to 10, which is of course a scale yeah. of man to man to me, man to man,
yeah.
a non-binary person.
Yeah.
I'd say I feel around a one. I feel pretty disconsolate.
If you see me looking at like matrix codes and I'm going, look at all these dames.
Ooh, I mean, that is a part of the Matrix. What you're describing is Joey Pants' character in the movie The Matrix, where he's like blonde, brunette. He's just staring at the code.
That's true, but I think the numbers are pretty.
Anyway, we watched this stupid fucking movie.
Again.
Today, it has really sunk in how fucking long this thing is. Because we're an hour in and we've got an hour to go.
This is the point.
I know. I feel my legs flagging underneath me, Demi.
Yeah.
I'm so tempted to just skip through this.
No, we have to do the whole thing. And have disdain and no feelings about it.
Yeah, well, I feel like I am getting a feeling about it, at least this movie, which is that it could have done with a little bit of either editing or me not watching it. Either one of those would have been great.
There was a lot of editing. You'd look at the credits. Not yet.
I wanted to look
at
them.
No, later.
The credits is always the delicious dessert after the vegetable of a movie.
The credits is what you use at the Chuck E. Cheese to play the animal sing games and the.
So you're just free associating now.
Yeah, in a lot of ways, I guess so.
Parcel tongue is not a very common gift, says one of the children to one of the other children.
Really quickly, so Ron's like, you're a parcel mouth, and Harry's like, I'm a what? And let me just ask, how many times is this bitch going to say I'm a what in these movies? Like, at some point, if someone tells you you're a something, just, hey, how about word economy?
Yeah.
Just say, okay.
All right. Okay, and I know what that is.
Okay, cool. And I know what that is. And you're a sailor. Space jump.
Oh, man, the improv in the Harry Potter world must be huge.
Speaking of, we'll come to it later because it's later in these few scenes, but there was a little bit of improv in this movie.
There was?
There was, and I'll tell you about it when we get to it. But,
oh, my God.
So Harry's like, I spoke a different language, but I didn't realize. Can you imagine how fucking stoked you'd be, though, if you were like, I know I'm bilingual and I don't have to try?
Man.
Which is basically just learning German.
This has brought up to me a memory of a story I read on the internet once, which was like, I used to go to this forum that was called beta.org, and it was like basically a place
you would have.
B3TA. Okay. Oh. And so it was just a place where like computer programmers basically hung out and did nerd humor, and I thought it was cool because they posted Photoshops.
Yeah.
Anyway, I never posted on there, but I always remember one story that a guy said, which was that he'd been learning German his whole life, right? And he'd finally had this one moment where he'd done enough that he was just suddenly fluent in German, right? Like he had this one moment where this couple walked up to him on a beach and asked him directions to somewhere in German. And he heard it and he understood and he just felt this click in his brain where he was like, I completely understand this. And he, like, his brain didn't translate it into English. He heard the German and understood the German. And he was like, oh my God. And then he was like, of course. And he knew where the place was. So he just opened his mouth and then immediately gave directions to the place in English with a very thick, offensive German accent.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Something in the brain crossed the wires enough that he was like, I feel this. I see the code. I understand. Yeah, so what you want to do is head on down to the skate park and just... It was so good.
That's like someone like learning Chinese for their whole life. Someone coming up to them and asking for directions and them just going... just in their face.
Yeah, I immediately started bowing into the person. That's a weirdly popular genre of YouTube video, actually, is a white guy who's fluent in Mandarin going to, like, a Chinatown and ordering.
Why?
I don't know why, but it's like, I think because he films himself doing it, but he films himself doing it in such a way that you can see the expressions of the Chinese people around him who are always
being like, whoa,
what the fuck?
A literal like dream of mine. And I've never tried in earnest to learn a foreign language. I was going to learn German in uni, but then they were like, oh, you missed the first semester. And I was like, they said that this was like the same class as the first semester. And they were like, no, it's not. But they were saying all of this in German. And I was like, hey, I don't I don't understand.
Yeah.
And they were like getting mad at me. Like, no, in this class we speak German when we're learning German. And I was like, yeah, but I don't. I can't. I just want to leave.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to leave the
Please
room.
Please at least tell me that I'm kicked out of the class in English. Yeah. Because otherwise I can't process
I don't know what else to do. I don't know what to do.
Hey, I missed the first semester of German. Yeah. German.
Okay.
So
okay.
Do I come back next?
Yeah.
What's the plan for me here? German. Oh, my God. The note I have here is this is a boring scene, and maybe I'm bringing a little bit of my personal baggage here.
Is that when they're just talking?
It could be for any part of this, couldn't it?
It could be for literally any of it. So then they go to a fucking, I guess it's like a homework hall where they do their fucking homework, and all I could think of was like using feathers can't be as easy as just like get a pen.
It
even
looks
if you
so
are,
dog shit.
Even if you are magical, I don't know why you have to make like everyday tasks that you need to do like harder by using a feather.
If I had to use a quill instead of a Bic pen, I wouldn't get a single one of my wonderful novellas about a handsome writer who is trying to grapple with his large unwieldy penis written.
Yeah, from grade 7 to grade 11, anytime we had an English exam that was like, you know, it's just like, anyway, write a story or, you know, just like write this thing in this style. From grade 7 to 11, I never had the same English teacher, so what I would do was do the meta thing. It was like she sat down and started writing it every single time, and I got A's every single time, and it was always the same story. I was like, I'm not going to fucking use my brain for this.
Was the story any kind of was there any kind of interest to the story? Do you know what I mean? What was the complication of the story?
The complication was her brain froze up and then she went to hell inside her head.
Wow.
And then she came to and she'd written the story.
Wow.
It was a meta story about me writing a meta story about how I was upset.
Mm. I wish you'd stayed in hell.
Yeah, it'd be cool to stay in hell.
That would be good.
Yeah.
It would be good for you to be in hell.
Yeah. I think so too. I think I'd learn a little something, you know,
I think
about
that would
myself.
Be a great change of pace for you.
I think it would actually be like, I think it would, you know what, in this day of age, it'd be less toxic.
And honestly, I think that if anything, your life as a podcaster, Twitch streamer and female comedian has really prepared you for hell.
Yeah, I'm already in it.
Yeah. Anyway,
so they're using feathers and stuff, and then Harry leaves because everyone's looking at him funny.
So weird to write with a part of a bird. Imagine how many times they got it wrong, just dipping a beak in a ink pot.
And all they can write is squawk, squawk, squawk.
Hey, I'm writing a particularly horny short story. Yeah. Can you pass me that damp patch of feathers? I want to dip it in my ink pot and just squirt out some goop words.
It's just a pussy stamp, basically. You just grab the bird and you're like, pnip, pnip, pnip. And it's like, yes. And we take Eye of Newt and pussy, pussy, pussy. stir for 4 hours.
Yeah.
So Harry leaves. He finds a fucking wall that he's interested in.
There was a great moment there where, you know, everyone's looking back and forth at Harry, and it's one of those moments that could have gone on for much longer, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It was like, oh man, I would love to watch just 10 minutes of different people turning and looking at Harry.
Different child actors really trying to nail it.
Yeah. Different child actors trying to look negative with their stupid little baby faces.
Stupid little idiot baby faces. Yeah. Just look scared all the time.
They just look scared, and also they look very excited to be on camera.
Yeah, excited to be on camera, but they're also, I'm also like, there's something missing from your mouth, and I think it's a tit, you infant.
Yeah.
Go have a meal.
You're a fucking baby.
You're a
Go
fucking
suck
baby.
Milk
you're
out
a baby.
Of a lady.
Grow up, but don't baby.
Grow up.
Baby.
Grow up, freak. You probably couldn't even do that. You're not even old enough to know what time is.
Yeah, you don't even know what time is. You're not wearing a watch. You don't know what a watch is.
Fuck
baby.
You.
Fuck you. Idiot.
Yeah, they should employ us on the set just to push over the child actors in between scenes.
They should employ us on the set to go back and retcon. They get all the people that are...
Harry hears that stupid big voice inside a wall again.
But then he comes around
it's
the corner.
It's saying kill, kill.
Kill, kill. Cow, cow. Remember that from The Island?
I don't.
Lean On Woodley.
Oh, yes, cow, yes, yes. Cow.
It's good. Go watch it, guys. The Island. Lean On Woodley.
Yep.
So the one thing that I think was really cool in this scene was when he walks past a petrified Sir Nicholas, which is so weird because he's a ghost, you can see the steam coming out of his neck.
Yeah.
Which is so cool. It's just like even as a ghost, it's like your ghost steam is still coming out of like your hot neck from when you got almost decapitated.
Yeah, I guess he died. Oh, no.
Died
is that because
in the cold
he died in the cold? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought, that he died in the cold because I think it was I don't remember who chopped his, but it was like 82 shots with an axe or something.
Like yeah, that. Right.
So like, yeah.
Probably not for a good crime.
So you think Sir Nicholas, that's victim blaming, Tom?
Well, I don't know. I just think we should look into it.
He is showing a lot of neck. So the steam coming out I thought was really cool. Basically, you know, there's a fucking petrified kid. Who cares? This
weird
was
thing.
Also boring. Even finding, like, what is almost a dead body, I was like, ugh.
Now, here's the thing. Are we depressed? Because we are, and I wonder if that's affecting how we watch the movie. Because this
first time Tom has admitted he's depressed.
This is much more, well, you know, by depressed I mean
smart,
smart, happy, intelligent,
big penis having.
Oh God, I love wrapping my thing around me, but keeping my belt up.
So
I wrap
need,
my thing around
you
the
wrap,
outside
yeah,
of my belt.
You need to keep your belt up.
Yeah,
the belt.
I bought a really bad belt.
You bought a bad belt.
I bought a discount belt.
The belt keeps the pants up, but nothing keeps the belt up.
Yep.
You got to buy a belt for your belt, but you just use your dick.
Yeah, I end up looking like a fucking Final Fantasy character.
Yeah, you
anyway,
do, yes.
The thing that I liked about this, yeah, are we? Was this a particularly boring part of the movie?
I think so much of it could just be cut out.
Or
maybe
are we just
depressed? Yeah. I don't know.
I think we might be sad and
any
bored.
Fucking way.
Because I'm enjoying this. I'm enjoying talking
I'm enjoying,
to you.
Yeah,
but this did feel like work.
Yes.
Yeah.
To watch this.
But to sit down and watch this children's
but
movie.
But again, it's always a joy to see Filch because I saw Filch and it was like, because it was the middle of the scene, but then he left and I was like, yeah, look at the spiders, Harry. Spiders are like, you know, when I first saw this, when he finds that kid's body,
yeah.
The spiders are crawling away from it. I was like, was that kid full of spiders? And they tipped him over.
Well,
and
we had a good run.
And they, yeah, or was he spider and the spiders are going, I don't get it.
You
I was genuinely.
Are, you are spectacularly bad at watching any kind of mystery show.
I don't think I am, and what I think matters. So.
Uh-huh.
And you're, I am deserving of love.
If you
and I actually sometimes have good ideas, and I'm worth this.
If
I'm
you
worth
watched,
anyone's,
if you
I'm
watched
worth
a show
time.
Where Poirot walked into a room and saw a literal red herring, you'd be like, oh. That must be the murderer transformed into a fish, or he was a fish to start off with.
Tom?
Yes.
I was like, I hope Tom says I hope Tom lets me guess, because that was literally what I was going to say.
Well, we're both very smart.
Now he's in disguise. Get up, fiend!
Get up, fiend. Oh, he was a fish all along. The thing I like about this is that Nearly Headless Nick is slowly rotating.
Mm.
So that's something he's doing while he's petrified. So is that
that's something that he's always doing, but he has to correct himself.
That's the thing. That's literally what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Is like, so that means his natural state is slowly turning in 360s. And every time you see him, he's just straight ahead. He's constantly having to counterclockwise himself.
Yeah. He's constantly moving his little feet because what actually happened was when the man who killed him hatcheted his neck, he was spinning him on a Lazy Susan. And so
that's why it took him so many times.
But he just missed that one little bit.
He was trying to fucking WarioWare minigame him with a timing mechanism. So anyway, what's up with the movie?
Or perhaps Game & Watch 64 fire when you grab the people who jump out of the movie. Anyway,
McGonagall says, this is out of my hands, Potter, because Filch brought her and he saw the fucking...
Yeah, he handed her a slippery eel and she pointed at it and she was like, I can't pick that up.
So that's out of my hands.
It's out of my hands, it's funny to say. And then so she takes him to Dumbledore's office. And all I've got here is, so there's like, he's got a statue, which is how you enter his office. Mm. And all I've got here is muscly ass on that lion bird. So
so it's a griffin with a big, big glutes?
Big, muscly ass.
The thing that I found, because the password to make the stairs rise is sherbet lemon. Mm. And then there's a bit where the fucking stairs slowly rise out of the ground. And I was just like, man, you would be so bored of that if that was your only way into your office.
Yeah.
Which it is, I think.
Well, it's just a curly escalator.
And it but it takes so long. Yeah. Like, why not just...
You don't know
just,
how far up the office is.
But how magic do you need to be to just be like, thunk? Because I know it's like...
Well, I mean, you can't operate, you can't operate within Hogwarts.
Sorry. Exactly, but why wouldn't you make the lift just go so fast?
Because there's like 11-year-olds there.
So?
They might fall.
How?
Go?
None of the rest of this place is like made with any kind of concession to children's safety. Why have it be in the escalator?
Because Dumbledore's like 250, and what if he falls?
Oh my god! If Dumbledore broke a hip,
yeah,
it would turn to dust. Holy shit!
Magical dust.
Yeah, Dumbledore breaks hips and
fairy dust, and not just because he's gay.
They're like moths.
They're like
just
moths
because he's gay.
Yeah, Dumbledore, if you have a shower, he kind of runs in and just tip-taps around you trying to stick to your wet leg.
Moths love to be in showers.
Moths love to be in showers and try to stick to your wet leg.
Moths
and it is
love
so,
to
it's
be
the
turned
worst
into
thing.
Mud on you.
Why do the paintings have to sleep? What is the point of being a magical painting if what you're going to do in the Dumbledore's office is fucking sleep?
God, this... I really feel like we are bringing our own baggage to this one.
Yeah.
Don't you feel that?
A little bit.
Because I feel, and what I've done to ascertain that is I've taken the ugh feeling that I've felt in regards to this movie, and then I've just checked in with myself. I'm like, oh, I feel that about literally every task that I have to do today.
Yes.
Including editing and uploading this podcast and like going to a social. Yeah, I would love that. Okay, you're doing it.
Okay. All right, well.
Sucked in.
Who's the voice of this freaking hat? So Harry walks into Dumbledore's office, sees for one moment his very busy headmaster isn't there, and he's like, anyway, let me just argue with this hat and explode a fucking bird and get out of here.
Pretty weird that that hat's just sitting there.
It's sitting there always. It's a really old hat.
Yeah.
It's been there for like 1,000 years, I think, because that's when the school fucking started. Well, maybe it's not that long, but it could be. So he's talking on this hat, and he's like, yeah, you would have done well in Slytherin. He's like, fuck, no. And then the bird catches fire, forks the phoenix, blah, 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 blah. Mm. And then Harry's like, oh, there's nothing I could do. And Dumbledore's like, that's okay. He's supposed to do that anyway. Look at this baby bird now in this dust.
Yeah, the phoenix looks pretty cool, I will say that. It was funny having the bird just catch on fire and then Dumbledore appear.
Yeah.
And just be like, what
worst
did you do
timing.
To my fucking bird?
What did you do to my bird? So anyway, Hagrid interrupts saying like, no, I'd be willing to testify in front of the Minister of Magic. Harry didn't do it. And I'm assuming that Hagrid interrupts seemingly just to extend the runtime of this 5-hour movie because it really doesn't actually change anything about the scene. So thank you so much, Robbie Coltrane.
Yeah, it really does feel like if I was to sit down with this movie, I wouldn't stand up.
Half of this movie really feels like a joyless version of Sideshow Bob stepping on rakes.
Yeah. We are. It feels like we are doing the worst idea of all time, but without even...
Without watching the movie over and over again.
And without, like, the boon of having a very fun premise. Like, we just have to watch... Like, we're not even putting ourselves through Herculean amounts of... pain by watching the same movie every week.
Is this you quitting the podcast?
No, I'm just bringing to light, like, we're just watching 13 minutes of this movie, but for some reason, because it's... because you know what it is? You see the weeks in front of you stretch out,
yeah,
and you're like, and even in 10 weeks, we'll still be watching the movie. Or if we finish that, we'll be watching the
next
third
movie.
Harry Potter movie.
The third one's good, though.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
Anyway.
And the third one is also just us watching half a movie and then watching it again.
Yeah. Like, it's... Doesn't that... I think that's part of what I'm feeling here.
Maybe we need a better podcast.
Well, we have a much worse podcast, and that feels nice.
People like that one, though.
Yeah, but then, like, I don't know. I'm going insane looking into my future and seeing myself still watching this movie.
It's driving me nuts, too. Would you love me if I wore Half Moon spectacles?
Yeah.
More or less?
Well, where are you wearing them? Not on your face, right?
Not on my face.
Oh, yeah, that would be a deal breaker.
Why would I put where on my face?
Yeah.
With where they'll be the rest of the time? I don't want that muck on there.
No.
So, Percy the rat bitch, we run into him. Actually, I skipped a huge chunk of the movie.
Yeah, we have some Merry Christmas music to really slam in the fact that it's Christmas. There's a snow overlay now in the Great Hall. They also show children getting pulled around by horses on
carts. Where
on
are they going?
I guess home, because then they cut to the Great Hall and show that there's not that many people in the Great Hall.
Yeah, so they're going.
So a few, like the Weasleys and the Grangers, leave their kids there over holidays, I guess.
I guess.
I guess.
I guess.
I guess.
You guess.
I guess that. I guess that.
On your own, without any help.
I guess that. I am so smart and I guess that.
You're really smart and you did guess it. So
boarding schools are so weird, but as a parent, it must be so nice to not have to talk to your loser kid.
Right, yeah.
Right?
Annoying kid.
Just send your fucking kid away.
All right, go get a personality and come back when you're fun.
For sure. The Weasleys, the amount of like free time that the Weasleys had when Ginny finally aged into going to Hogwarts. And I was like, oh.
Now we can't fuck.
Yeah.
No.
No, yeah, because we don't have condoms in the wizarding world.
They don't have condoms.
We don't have condom.
Don't have conga.
Casting that spell that makes you vomit slugs, but on my wife's pussy. And then trying to push them in with my dick.
Trying to raise them. More Weasleys.
Anyway, Christmas Hogwarts. There's so much. All right, let's get to They walk up to the stupid fucking thing. They work out they're going to do the Polyjuice potion.
I have something good to say. So Hermione puts a sleeping draught in these two cupcakes.
Yeah.
Crab and Goyle, she's like, make sure Crab and Goyle get these so that you can get some hair off of them or fucking whatever so we can make the Polyjuice potion, right? Yeah. She's already got her hair from Millicent Bulstrode, whatever, pulled off her robes. So, this is, I think, the first time that we get sort of a dedicated Crab and Goyle section.
Yes.
Because we see them already, arms already laden with, like, Christmas pies, but for some reason the floating cupcakes also take their fancy.
Yes.
They both eat them because they're stupid. What I wanted to say is that, what's his name? Jamie Waylett, mm-hmm. who plays Crab, was only ever in the Harry Potter movies. He was in Philosopher's Stone to Half-Blood Prince. Mm. The reason he wasn't in anymore, which he was supposed to be because his character is in the rest of the books, is because he was arrested in 2012 for taking part in riots.
Huh.
And I believe it was, he got arrested first and then was doing community service for drug possession because he was growing a ton of marijuana plants in his parents' house.
Wow.
And then he was arrested in 2012. He was sentenced to 2 years in prison for taking part of, the 2011 England riots. They charged him with violent disorder, having an article with intent to destroy or damage property and receiving stolen goods. Specifically, it was a Molotov cocktail that he had.
Whoa.
Which, whatever.
Whoa, whoa, wee, whoa.
But so, yeah, he went to prison and then he wasn't in any of the other movies. They replaced him with just some other kid.
That Malfoy hangs out with. And he isn't Crab. He's just like
He's not Crab.
Guy.
They didn't like replace him with, they replaced him, with some, I don't even know whether the new kid is named, but they replaced him and, because Crab, I think, is the one that is supposed to die.
Yeah,
he's
right.
He's supposed to, like, fall into the fire and die. Unless that's Goyle. I don't know. But anyway, they go drink the fucking potion.
Yeah.
Oh, God. They drink the potion, they transform. Is there anything else interesting in here? They drink it, it tastes awful, they all smash their glasses.
I will say, they have to drink a lot of hair.
They have to drink so much hair.
They have to drink. I would thought it was going to be like a one bit of hair.
That's and one like, thing. What if they dropped it in and then they were like, oh, God, just started fishing the hair out of the thing? Because they're like, ugh, waiter.
Yeah. Hermione, there's a hair in my potion. Yes.
Yeah.
I like seeing the transformation. There. They get into the Slytherin common room, which has a skull in a box.
So I've got something to say before that. They run into Percy the Rat Bitch and Malfoy. They're sort of talking to him. They're like, what are you doing in the corridors? And he's like, what are you doing in the corridors? And he's like, I happen to be head boy or a prefect or whatever. And then Malfoy comes around the corner and he's like, Crab and Goyle, have you been peeking out in the Great Hall this whole time? And what they were supposed to say was, Crab, Goyle, where have you been? Picking out in the Great Hall all this time? And then turn and say, and what are you doing down here, Weasley?
Yeah.
What ended up happening was he forgot his line. Tom Felton forgot his line.
Yeah.
So he forgot that he was supposed to say, what are you doing down here, Weasley? So he looked at Harry, who was Goyle, and said, why are you wearing glasses? And, I mean, Goyle, hands and said, reading. Reading? Uh-huh. I didn't know you could read. So he was just floundering and panicking.
Great exchange, though.
It's a good exchange. It was kind of fun.
Yeah,
And Tom Felton's little, when he says, I don't know you could read, and then does a cute little, face, which is nice.
Clearly stoked with himself also behind that.
And then remembers his line and turns to...
Turns to Weasley and says, fuck you.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
The Slytherin common room has a skull in a box. Malfoy reminds me in this scene particularly of James Acaster.
Okay.
Father always said that Potter, Father always said Dumbledore.
Yeah.
Like, he's just missing the kind of...
James will be stoked to hear that too.
Well, I mean, he's gotten unfavorable comparisons to every skinny villain in British film history, I think.
Yeah.
But I think this one is on point.
Yeah.
Tom Felton as Draco Malfoy, especially in the scene where he's allowed to be mask off in the common room of Slytherin.
Yeah.
He does remind me of James Acaster.
Throws himself onto a couch that I would have imagined was much more lush by the way that he threw himself on it, but it kind of just bounces a little and you're like, ooh, that wouldn't have felt good.
Yeah. It's got the kind of ritzy looking but actually uncomfortable furniture in the Slytherin common room that you'd see in like a, I don't know, 3-star hotel.
Yeah, my nana used to have leather couches that I would have to sleep on when I had to sleep at her house, and they were awful.
Oh, really?
But, like, put a thin sheet on it, and I was like, this still feels like I'm just lying on leather. This is really bad.
This stinks.
Trying to get to sleep in this room, just going, every time I moved, and looking at the ceramic cats that my sister told me were definitely haunted.
Oh my God.
Sleeping in the same room as them.
Yeah, that's no good. You can't be, you shouldn't be, as a child, I think it's fine for adults to collect ceramic whatevers. However, I don't think any child should be put around them or have to spend time around them.
Well, it was either
because they're
that,
so scary.
It was either that, sleep in the room with the ceramic cats, or sleep in the room with the bunk beds and the beer brewing, which is known to explode. So.
Yeah.
One of those.
Yeah, right. Well, that's two wonderful evils that you have access to then.
Yeah. Anyway, they start turning back in.
Let's take a break here.
Okay, God.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
All right, and we're back.
Okay. They start turning back into themselves after they figured out that Malfoy actually doesn't know who is the heir of Slytherin.
Yeah.
But he does use a slur again. He wishes death on a fellow student.
Yeah, he hopes Hermione Granger dies, which is like, cool. Even I don't know, man.
Even as a little shit, I'm starting to get that.
Yeah, I'm starting to get bad vibes from this Malfoy boy.
Yeah.
Malfoy boy. Mm. And have we thought about that?
Soy boy.
Whoa.
It's Malfoy taking a photo.
Be fun. It'd be fun if Slytherin was all people doing like that. Ah! Doing that big face.
It's cute.
Anyway. Oh, God.
We got.
You know what? You know what, Demi? What? I'm so happy to be here with you.
Yeah. I love and it's nice to talk to you. I'm bummed out by specifically this section of the movie and this movie.
Yeah. And I think that's just because it's been too long, huh? Like it's too long. It's finally sunk in now that we've passed not even the halfway mark, but the hour mark, how long we will be here.
It is so fucking long.
It's so long. And there's no surprise.
It makes me mad that Grand Designs got taken off of Netflix. We could have still been doing that.
Of course, yeah. We had a thing that we enjoyed doing, which was watching Grand Designs episode by episode. But instead, here we are doing this, which is better. Which is better. And people love it and people go crazy for it. And people are always saying, give me more, please.
Give me more, please.
They're opening their little scummy mouths and we're dripping it in.
Bottom feeders they are.
Bottom feeders.
Eating the dry skin off of our toes.
Eating the dry skin off of our toes.
Yeah.
Draco steals a present and then they run back to Hermione and wouldn't you know it, Hermione has plucked the hair of a cat.
Yeah.
And though
Harry
she says,
and Ron go fucking furry.
Yeah, you disgusting fucking furry. Disgusting. Real web 1.0 bigotry from these guys. I personally have nothing but love for our furry companions.
Web 1.0, what are you, spider? Follow him. That's how you find the.
I need you. I need you to be in the room.
Okay.
Demi. Can I speak to Demi for a second?
Here she is.
Great. I feel like the screensaver is still active.
I just turn into 10 pipes.
Yeah.
Swimming around the room.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just when you activate that part of your brain, I'm like, I'm talking to an algorithm. I'm talking to a chatbot that is looking for a word.
Yeah, it's and me, just smarter doing, child.
Yeah, A to B.
Yeah.
Anyway. Thank you, Clippy. I would like some
help. Not a bee. It's a spider.
Oh, my God. Jesus fucking Christ. They find Hermione. Turns out that she has a cat's head now because, as she said, it's only for human transformations. However, it seems to like it's
seems
done
to work
quite
pretty okay.
Yeah, that's a weird thing to emphasize when it seems like it's really worked out.
Seems like it actually has kind of. I mean, she didn't turn into a cat-sized cat, though, I suppose, which is like.
That's a bummer. Yeah, she just turned into a human-sized cat. And let me tell you, boy, do I know some people who would be interested in this technology. Mamma mia. Wow. If you could make this, I don't care how bad it tastes. If you can make something that you get like a bunch of hairs of a cat and then you turn into basically an anthropomorphic cat. Yeah, I think you, congratulations on becoming richest person on earth.
Can you just shave her and make a jumper?
Ooh. Well, if you shaved, would I wear?
If you shaved her you know while what? She was a cat, would like
something that's going to break this for me, Demi? I'm going to say this applies to a random person who is of age rather than an 11-year-old girl.
Okay,
because I don't want to picture myself shaving an 11-year-old girl.
And why?
I am a misogynist. for me, this is like one of the fellas, and he's transformed into a big cat.
You want to shave an 11-year-old boy?
Would I shave this furry big boy. Man who is my age?
Tom Walker, shave yes. that furry boy.
All right, anyway, it wasn't for human-only transformations. There's a pretty interesting bit here where you can really see how they've masked on the big eyes that the cat transformation uses. You can see, like at least on the DVDs that we're watching this on, so maybe they fixed this in the Blu-rays and so on. But on the DVDs, you can see the ellipse, like the oval mask where they've chucked the eyes on. And it's really obvious when she's turning around because she's mostly in shadow.
In the shadow, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
I found that really cool to see. Like,
it was interesting, yeah. You can see it like bloop in when the eyes sort of first come onto the screen, yeah.
It's old enough that like I know. VFX
it's old enough
now,
that you'd feel comfortable shaving it? Or?
No. VFX now, like, I can't understand how it's done, really. But in this, you can see enough of the cracks. You're like, oh, okay, so this is entirely practical except for just shoving these eyes on there.
Yeah.
Are you going to keep up with this wanting me to shave things?
No.
Because I can see... I can see deep inside you that it's still idling and you're looking, it's like you're circling, looking for an opening to strike. You have that touch of the gladiator about you that I could tell even then that you are holding, you are desperately waiting for anything relating to a line that you've come up with, you little shit. You've got your arm arced back to throw.
Uh-huh.
And I can tell.
You can tell?
I can tell that.
Yep. Okay. Well, that's your opinion.
No, it's not.
That's just your opinion.
I've definitely caught you dead to rights.
Uh-huh.
You little stinker. Anyway, that's the end of this section of the film. It's time for Funko Watch.
Ah!
Funko. Watch. Funko Watch, yeah, it's Funko Watch, Funko Watch, it's Funko Watch. We have...
Tom hates these.
We have one fresh Funko, Demi. Wouldn't you know it? Forks the Phoenix is a Funko. And what a gorgeous little tongue twister of a sentence that is. Also, because it's Hagrid's first reintroduction since we started doing this segment.
You'd love to get at him with a pair of clippers.
No. No, I wouldn't. What I'd love is to sit him down and pick his brain on what it's like to be ever so large.
And hairy.
No, that wouldn't come up. I would simply talk to him man to man about what it's like being that large and whether it's nice or nasty. Yeah. Or a combination of the two.
Yeah.
Anyway, Hagrid has a number of Funko Pops, wouldn't you believe it?
He does.
We have a regular...
And he just likes to play with them and... They're just sort of in the cupboard and he's like, this is my space.
Fung, take that out your mouth.
Yeah, they're all worn down from his big hands gripping them and moving them back and forth. Hagrid plays with the Funko Pops by holding them far away and then moving them towards him.
Moving them close to him, yeah.
Ooh, you're walking towards me. Nah, you're moving away. Oh, what will they think of next, these muggles?
Is the Hagrid Funko bigger than other Funkos?
It is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Ah!
We have Hagrid holding nothing. Hagrid holding...
They made that one first and it was really hopeful.
Yeah. We have Hagrid holding a cake. We have Hagrid holding his umbrella. And we have Hagrid holding a Christmas tree. Yay! Just like it's Christmas in this part of the movie. Yay.
How's he holding the Christmas tree?
By its fucking tree.
By its tree.
By the tree. He's grabbed it by the tree.
Don't just be uninterested because the tree doesn't have any fucking hair that you can take
off. And moved on it like a birch. You know, I grabbed it by the tree.
Donald Trump. I was watching.
Grab it by the pussy willow.
You know, Donald Trump and its trees. I've got him on my mind because I just saw a trailer for the for Sarah Cooper's Netflix show. Sarah Cooper's the lady who does the Trump mime-alongs.
I don't know what you're talking about.
She's a lady who got famous on TikTok and now has a Netflix show and is like did an SNL monologue because all she does is lip sync Trump like addresses and shit, and it sucks shit.
Oh my God.
And now she has a Netflix show. And maybe that's also why I'm like
bummed out.
Yeah, it's a fucking bummer, you know. Yeah.
Don't show me. I don't want to see it.
Okay, I won't show you.
And now for our top story, an exclusive look inside that now famous Access Hollywood bus.
So this is them lip syncing to that Access Hollywood, grabbing with like a pussy. Grab her by the pussy thing.
I did try and fuck her. She was married.
So it's Sarah Cooper, who is the comedian. Again, what she does is like just lip sync to Trump. And then the woman opposite, acting opposite her, I don't know if you saw that, but it's Meryl Streep. So the audio is just this interview. Anyway, this is a Netflix special.
That's not Meryl Streep. That's not Meryl Streep, Tom.
That's not Meryl Streep?
No.
Mm. Helen Mirren. They're the same. They're the same.
I'm so tired from this movie.
Yeah.
I don't want this. You'd love to shave Trump.
No. God damn, dude. Sarah Cooper, everything's fine. And they're like, yeah, watch the, what, be sure to check that out to watch the whole sketch. But it's just the fucking audio. This awful man saying things and then this woman lip syncing. Like, I don't know.
It's not, there's nothing there.
It's nothing.
There's like, there is nothing in it. It's like.
It's truly substanceless. I don't know. Yeah, it's really swung me for a loop.
I don't like it. I'm feeling depressed.
Mm.
Next episode of this, no matter how boring it is, we come in with as much energy as we possibly can and we talk about everything.
Next episode, let's have a monster energy before we record.
Okay, yes. We have Red Bulls in the fridge that otherwise aren't going to get drunk.
Yeah, but will the Red Bull provide us with the right amount of monstrous energy?
All right, well, let's
or
get some
Or will it just
energies.
Provide us with taurine energy?
Let's get, all right, we'll get monsters.
Yeah, we should probably get some monsters.
Yeah.
Some ghouls, goblins.
Trolls.
Loch Ness.
The patriarchy.
Goblin, ghoul, zombie with no conscience is such a funny rhyme from that Jay-Z's monster verse. Goblin, ghoul, zombie with no conscience. Shut up, man. Okay, fucking monster manual over here.
How many fucking zombies
drow,
have you...
Half drow.
How many zombies have you met with a conscience, Jay-Z?
Yeah, your fucking tautology over here. What I think is a real freaking monster, Jay-Z's rhyming dictionary that led him to be like, you know what? Goblin, ghoul, zombie with no conscience.
What does he rhyme that with?
Question. What do these things all have in common?
Common doesn't rhyme.
Loch Ness conscience. That's
Loch
what
Ness
it is.
Loch Ness and conscience don't rhyme.
Yeah. Wait, what is it? King Kong, Godzilla.
Loch Ness.
Frankenstein, Loch Ness. Goblin, ghoul, zombie with no conscience.
Loch Ness.
Question. What do all these things have in common? Everybody knows I'm a motherfucking monster. Yeah.
Loch Ness.
Yeah. Goblin.
Clock. Chest.
Goblin, ghoul, zombie with no clock chest. Mimic that looks like a chest. And there you could keep going with the Dungeons and Dragons theme.
Yeah, the chest has a big tongue, hey?
Yeah, chest has a big tongue, licks you up, eats you.
Licks you up, eats
you. Licks you up, eats you. I'm Jay-Z and I am into vor now. I'm Jay-Z and I like getting eaten. My rap flow can never be beaten. Yeah. Boy, I wish my wife was big and she was eating me.
You think Beyonce would ever eat Jay-Z?
Absolutely. I mean,
women can do anything.
Women can do anything. Women can eat their husbands if they want. Go off.
Oh my God.
Go off, eat your husband.
Eat your husband.
Yes, queen.
I'm done.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of We Have No Strong Feelings About Harry Potter. Demi, what is your shining light of this watch?
Ah!
Yeah, the best part of this watch is when it's fucking stopped.
Really,
I think the steam coming out of the neck was fun.
Steam neck and baby bird is good.
Yeah.
The baby bird's cute.
Yep, and I'll have whichever one of those Demi didn't say. Anyway, thank you so much for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm so bored and upset.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's going to be fixed if we stop the podcast.
Do you want to try and fix it now?
Maybe I'll go and have a coffee, or I might go to the gym. No, you know what I'll do?
I brought you up a coffee.
I've drunk it.
Oh.
Probably the fix to me feeling restless and annoyed isn't going to be more coffee.
You don't think?
Let's give it a chance.
I'm going to go cook a strog.
Oh, really? I wanted to cook the gochujang.
Well, you can cook that then. You said you weren't going to eat it tonight, though.
I'm not going to. Do you want to cook the stroganoff?
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.